Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. More on this issue of leverage in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council, Cattlemen's Beef Board. They've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
We're talking with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance, and tough things that we're still dealing with on this leverage thing. We haven't quite got over the hill. It seems like we were always almost there, but we're still not there.
That continues to be the case. Clearly, if we look at the little bit of improvement we've had in the cash market over the last 3 to 4 weeks, we're still working with our estimate for year-end highs in that 130. You know, we've kind of softened from at one time thinking we could get as high as 135, but we still are believing this market's got room to move.
Clearly, the conversation about labor is really keeping us from maybe getting as many animals processed in a day as we'd like.
Absolutely. That is the challenge. You know, and over the last 6-8 months, I've had meetings with the number of packers of various sizes, and in uniformly they've told me that pre-COVID the entry-level wage was $14.50 an hour. That wage today is at $22.50, and they will, every one of them said, look, it has temporarily plateaued, but it is not over with. So that competition for available workforce, And it's still, cost in that structure is going to continue to go up before we fully normalize.
Until we get the workers, we can't really up the capacity.
That's where we're at. And then not only get the workers, but get the stabilization. You know, we had at the one of the congressional hearings recently on the whole packing issue, the comment was made that even with the limited staff they have on hand, they're looking at absenteeism as high as 20% a day. And so not only is it getting people, but it's having the confidence that they will be at work when you do have them. And, you know, the one complication to that is, as Randy pointed out this morning, the industry has been so dependent on, you know, 45,000 to 55,000 head on a Saturday to get that weekly kill accomplished. But the unspoken word of the retaliation from that limited labor force is, look, they're not going to show up on either Friday or more likely Mondays. That they're going to get their 2-day weekend. It's just a matter of which days they take it.
So, that's keeping us from maybe getting over that top like we've talked.
It is not over with. I think it will ultimately be resolved. I think it will, stabilize in time. Not only with headcount. I mean, when margins have been where they are, that economic incentive to run that machine is they will find a way to get it done. And then if we talk the longer term timeline, I clearly think that the rate of which this is going to bring automation into those facilities is only expedited.
I mean, yeah, and that's the next step, right?
That's the next step. Now, I think when we talk robotics and we automatically think the robot and the big arms, and I'm not really sure that's how it will happen. I think we're already seeing some of it today with the box sorting, box storage, just moving product through the plant. And I know we at Rabo, we've had numerous conversations with technology groups, artificial intelligence, and part of the stuff they're working on is monitoring that equipment in those plants to give a better insight in to anticipate when something, what it will be and what will break when, to anticipate that downtime. I think that's the kind of technology we'll see first.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, InceAuction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.